Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
The Dairy Innovation Hub is at work for Wisconsin dairy producers, and the upcoming Dairy Summit is a chance for the hub to showcase that work. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The Dairy Innovation Hub will showcase its investments and research at the November 16th Summit at UW River Falls. Professor Stephen Kelm is the Dairy Hub campus liaison at River Falls. He tells me more about the projects that will be presented at the Dairy Summit, but first, he talks about the changes he's already seeing on campus as a result of the Dairy Innovation Hub investments.
So on our campus, some of the big changes that have happened, one of the big changes has been the ability to add individuals on our campus in faculty positions. These would be positions that are unique in our institution at River Falls because our mission has been primarily teaching. So these individuals have been hired with a split appointment, so they will be doing some teaching, but they will also, part of their appointment is doing research in one of those areas. Within my department, we have added an individual who focuses on dairy cattle welfare. We have added an individual that is in the food science area and is looking at human health and nutrition. In other departments on our campus, there's an individual that's been hired in Ag Econ that is looking at the farm business and community growth. And there are two individuals. One is on a DIH faculty line. The other is a split. So part of the appointment is DIH. But both of them are working on the land and water side, one primarily focusing on air quality, the other primarily focusing on water quality. Those have been big changes because those have allowed us to add faculty positions. So they're meant to be in addition to the faculty lines that we already have for teaching. That is powerful from a standpoint of expanding the individuals that are able to come in and do the research and also assist with teaching. On each campus, that has been very important. Another thing is dollars to improve labs or dollars to change out equipment based on new techniques or just things that need to be replaced. That money can be hard to come by in normal circumstances. DIH has allowed us a way to do that so that we can really build that research capacity. In terms of a broader context, it has facilitated much more discussion and collaboration between the three campuses.
This Dairy Summit on November 16th is all about the hub coming together, not just the three campuses involved, UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls, but industry leaders and other stakeholders. And it's a chance for the hub to showcase the work it's been doing since it got its funding in 2019. Steve, you'll be moderating the research panel at Dairy Summit. What are some of the projects you're looking forward to highlighting?
In our department, Dr. Grace Lewis, who is a food scientist, she works with dairy products, and she's basically looking at, it's a technique using really what's a very high, kind of an ultra-high pressure homogenization tool that allows you to basically take the protein, the casein micelle, to break it up into pieces, and then it can reform into kind of particles afterwards, and within that, you can encapsulate other ingredients within that reformed casein micelle. And so it could be used as a tool for, at some point, delivering antibiotics. It could be a tool for delivering a number of things. Another thing that's going on with our group here is there's a project looking at, can we utilize whey, a byproduct of the cheese production, industry, and to utilize some other waste products, for example, things that come from the wood product industry. And can we combine these two waste products in certain ways and certain processes to make a biodegradable plastic film that would be used as, for example, when you buy food at a convenience store, it typically has that thin plastic covering over the top. Can these different formulations of these two byproducts be used to make a plastic or a plastic-like substance. So we're bypassing the oil-based plastics industry and the stuff that doesn't biodegrade. And so it's one of those potential win-win-win situations all the way through.
You gave us just a taste, so we'll leave the research projects at that. Now I want to ask you about industry response. What are you hearing is the sentiment about the Dairy Innovation Hub?
Well, certainly we've gotten strong support from the different dairy industry groups, for example, you know, PDPW and DBA, Farm Bureau, all those individuals are highly interested. And in fact, we have representatives of industry groups that serve on the overall panel. We also have individuals from the dairy processing side. So, for example, the Wisconsin Cheesemaker Association, you know, John Umhafer is part of that board, part of our board also. So that's been excellent. Industry response and what I can say is producer-level response has been really outstanding from a standpoint of where we've had kind of a need to work with commercial dairies in the area. The same would be said for Platteville and for Madison, where we've had need to go outside, utilize some commercial dairies. We've just had fantastic results. Individuals have stepped up. They're excited to see what we're doing. They recognize that doing research and figuring out some different ways to look at some of these things is a vital part about moving forward.
For folks who are benefiting, who see benefit, who are a part of your network, who support what the Dairy Hub is doing, is it important for them to share that message? Because this money is from the state and it's not guaranteed every single budget.
Oh, absolutely. We're very conscious of the accountability that we have and, you know, being good stewards of the resources. And so one of the ways that that happens, the Dairy Innovation Hub puts out a annual report, and it goes through details of how the money is spent on each campus. But it also gives, you know, a brief narrative about each project. And so people can see it isn't just a line in an Excel sheet. This is actually what the dollars are going toward. And so absolutely, we need to make sure that legislators and other people, the general public, know that we're being good stewards of the money.
That money is a $7.8 million per year commitment from the state of Wisconsin to bolster dairy innovation across UW-Madison, UW-Platteville, and UW-River Falls. You can go to dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu to see the annual reports and updates on the specific projects happening today, or you can check out this year's Dairy Summit hosted by UW-River Falls. You can register for the free Dairy Summit at dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.